Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hello, chickens. Oh, it's not quite Christmas in July. It's Christmas in May. I am watching the Doctor Who Christmas special from last year. It's like Christmas is like a week before the new year. It feels weird calling it last year when technically it was only a week before the end of last year. But that's what it is. It is The Church on Ruby Road, the first full Shuti Gatwa episode of Doctor Who that introduces Millie Gibson as Ruby Sunday. I've watched it again in preparation for the new episodes, which starting next week, that's all I'm going to be talking about. Well, I say that, but you know me. I'll go off on a Star Trek tangent, or I'll start talking about Elsbeth, which is my new favourite show. Also on Paramount Plus. I don't want anyone to think this is an ad for Paramount Plus. Like, I don't get it for free or anything. They still make me pay for it. Just as it's not an ad for Disney Plus, but this is how we have to watch TV these days. But Elsbeth is a spin-off of The Good Wife. It's a character played by Carrie Preston, who appeared in the show a bunch of times and also turned up in a few episodes of The Good Fight, the other spin-off of The Good Wife. And now she's kind of like basically Columbo. You get like a murder at the start of an episode, and then she just spends the rest of the episode annoying the murderer into confessing. It's really funny. I know it's like the idea of murder and murder show being funny is weird, but it's a very funny show. And great guest stars. Like, one had Gina Gershon recently. Keegan-Michael Key was in an episode. Jane Krakowski has been a murderer. It's very good fun. Anyway, that is Redder. That's what this podcast is. I'll start talking about something and I'll take a left turn. Welcome to episode 900 of me not being able to keep a thought in my head for an entire 10 minutes. It is episode 900. Can you believe that? There's been 900 of these. Well, there's been more, because there's probably been more than 1,000, because there's quite a lot of bonus episodes over on patreon.com/AdamRichard if you'd like to join up. So you will you get basically an entire week's worth of episodes on a Sunday if you sign up. So if you'd rather do that than listen every day with the commercials. There's no commercials as well. That's the other bonus of being on Patreon. But I understand it's a, you know, it's a big ask. It's $2 a month to get rid of commercials and get a bunch of binge episodes. For $3 a month, you get some bonus Big Finish episodes. Plus, I've been trying to make my way through the Doctor Who podcast from Big Finish, where they just play new episodes of Doctor Who. Well, not new ones. They're ones that they've recorded years ago. But it's basically episodes of Doctor Who in your ears for free every week. Again, you have to listen to some commercials. Unless, I think if you sign up with Apple, you get non-commercial ones. Plus, there's bonus episodes. It's just like other Big Finish stories. They're all hosted by Colin Baker. But yeah, there's bonus Big Finish episodes for $3 a month at patreon.com/AdamRichard. And for $6 a month, which I know is a huge ask, I also read out comic books with stupid sound effects. All of these, of course, support me making this podcast, which, you know, is barely getting by on the skin of its teeth. So if I have to take time off, it's because, you know, mama's got to work. Anyway, I have been watching The Church on Ruby Road again, noticing some things that I hadn't noticed before, one of which was the pizza place on Minto Road. I've watched it three times now. It's my third viewing. And I hadn't really noticed it before, but Davina McCall is really good. Like, because you kind of forget that, you know, you just kind of buy into, oh, it's Davina McCall, the TV presenter, and she's, you know, just doing whatever she's doing with Ruby, and you kind of suspend disbelief enough to go, oh no, she's actually acting. Like in those scenes where she's talking to Ruby, Ruby's not a real person, she's a character. So yeah, I kind of realized the first couple of times that I'd just completely bought into those scenes. I had completely been, you know, I was like, oh yeah, he's Davina McCall, she's doing what she does, you know, presents this show, and that's kind of easy for her. But then I'm like, oh, she actually is doing some really decent acting, because she's, you know, I mean, I guess that's what you have to do as a TV presenter. It is a form of performance. But still, it's, you know, she's really good. Like, they're some of my favourite scenes in the episode, especially when she nearly gets killed by a Christmas tree. How many people have nearly been killed by Christmas trees in Doctor Who episodes set at Christmas? I need to know. Has someone got a spreadsheet of that? Every Doctor Who fan has a spreadsheet. I've got four. I need spreadsheet. I've got a spreadsheet just to tell me what I talked about in each episode of this podcast. Like, I've got a spreadsheet with 900 episodes in it. Like, what was in each one? Not hugely. It's more just like it tells me what episode of Doctor Who from the past I talked about. Because I've been through many. Although there have been more episodes now of this podcast than there are of Doctor Who. Although these are only 10 minutes. Doctor Who episodes sometimes go for 45. That has been a concern. Like this, I love that Doctor Who fans are never happy. And I guess this is a problem with fandom in general. It's like before a thing comes out, everyone just wants to agitate and make noise. And, you know, look at me. I'm just talking about whatever comes up because the show hasn't come out yet and I'm desperate. But yeah, fans will kind of get agitated about things that they've decided are somehow upsetting. For instance, I read the other day that people were slightly furious that even though this series will be 8 episodes, that technically it's going to be shorter than The Flux. The Flux was the last series of Jodie Whittaker stories before there were a couple of specials before she bowed out. And that was 6 1-hour episodes. Like, they were a full hour each one, whereas these will all be 45 minutes. And I wonder if that's something to do with the BBC, or is that Bad Wolf going, that's as much as we can probably, you know, squeeze out of our various departments to make television. Who knows? But yeah, like, so there's been some consternation that the 8:45 minute episodes will be less than the 6 1-hour episodes. I don't know why people get so upset about these things, but they do. It's just, it's all content. It's like, it's like, oh my God, I desperately need to complain about something. Here it is. Let's complain about how short the episodes are. I mean, I know I did say the other day, if they weren't on the BBC and they were only on Disney Plus worldwide, would they be longer? Would we get more? But also, on the other hand, would that put the show in danger? Because, you know, the BBC are going to produce Doctor Who probably regardless. And, you know, after this 2-year Disney Plus deal ends, they could move across to another streaming service if they desperately wanted to, however that works. But yeah, because, you know, it's one of the problems with streaming services at the moment is you get hooked on a show and then they don't make a third or fourth series. Although the other problem is, like, sometimes you don't even know the second series has come on. It's like, oh, is there another series of that? Yeah, I'll get around to that. And then you never watch it. Then they cancel it because you never watched it. Is it your fault? Is it someone else's fault? Like, what? It's kind of hard. It's hard to become attached to shows on streaming because they are so frequently just gone. Like, they just disappear. And that would be devastating if they did that to our Doctor Who. So, yeah, there's at least we know if the BBC is making it that they probably will continue to make it. All right, I've just rabbited on senselessly about a whole bunch of things and barely even talked about the Church on Ruby Road. We'll continue that in the next episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.